Aircheckdownloads.com.
Virgin 1215 means much more non-stop music.
It's a mini marathon at Virgin 1215. Thank you. Thank you. You're very, very kind. Very kind, yes. 10,000 maniacs and everybody wanted a cha-cha. That was with James Taylor and Eric Clapton. Kick things off with Layla. Looking into Holly Weird on our final Sunday with you here at Virgin 1215. Happy to announce that the box office is still good. The big three in L.A. Town. Wayne's World 2 is number three. Mrs. Doubtfire is number two. And The Pelican Brief is number one, straight in there. And a lot of people happy about that. Tatum O'Neill is, well, I think she's a bit lonely because she's done one of those things in the press and she said, I need a man who will care for me. So, bachelors, if you've always lusted after Tatum O'Neill, now's the time to write her a letter and say, I am the one who will care for thee. Also, what else is happening? Oh, Jennifer Capriati, did you see that in the paper? She makes about $6 million a year. Yeah, caught shoplifting. Can you believe it? Jennifer, come to me for help. Finally, Emilio Estevez has decided to divorce Paula Abdul. They're currently, I think, in Hawaii trying to patch it up, but they say it ain't going to get patched. Been married for about 2 years now. He says, Paula just binges, and she's so jealous, I can't do anything. The woman drives me crazy. So. That's Hollywood. We'll look into some more of your favorite stars in a moment or two, but the marathon continues.
Call you up in the middle of the night.
It's a mini marathon at Virgin 1215. We play you the classic album tracks and the best new music. And we do it better than anyone.
Much more music.
You got it, kid. Right here. Virgin 1215. Your turn.
Virgin 1215.
Oh, you do that so well.
You're strutting into town like you're slinging a gun. Just a small town dude with a big city attitude. Honey, are you looking for some trouble tonight?
Still cold out there in the desert. Los Angeles temperatures are on the chilly side. Lower 60s, upper 50s. Pool temperatures around 58. And that is what's going on here at the moment. It's Virgin 1215, and we heard from Robert. Cher did Jesse James. And the Soul Asylum, one of our favorites, Runaway Train. Just the beginning. Want to thank a lot of you who are faxing in because it's our last program on Virgin 1215 from Los Angeles, California. So Peter Melton of Sheffield, thank you indeed. And Jerry Newman in Holyhead. Jill has faxed in from Birmingham. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson of Crewe. And in Newport, Wales, Sergeant Murphy listening to the radio. Linda, is it Linda Wentworth? I can't read it, but she's in Whitehaven. Keep it up. It's good for the morale. 0101-805-495-6799. The Emperor Roscoe at your service in L.A. And I guess I'll just keep those faxes if we don't have time for them. I'll keep them until somebody else hires me and we're once again doing something, all right? In the meantime, 0101-805-495-6799. We play you the classic album tracks and the best new music. If you like Nick Lowe, we have one for all of you contemplating marriage. And Steve Harley is going to make you smile, just to mention a few. It's all up and coming, but first, we pause for the recession.
I'm 94, so to celebrate 1994...
Virgin 1215, we play you the classic album tracks and the best new music, and we even allow certain DJs to audition on the program.
Okay, all you hooked and chooked and rock and roll bamfots out there, keep drinking the drams, pulling the pints, and listening to Emperor Roscoe. Rock on, Jimmy!
Well done, son. Well done.
You are the best machine!
We play classic album tracks and the best new music.
Virgin 1215.
All right, my lock rocket load. Get ready to explode. It's the Yank who can crank. Put a little sun on your butt for a Sunday afternoon from Los Angeles. A little bit in morning. It's our last program on Virgin 1215. And it's kind of the first one in 1994 and the last one, which is kind of interesting. Well, how do you look at it? Billy A-U-L-D, old, I guess it is, wanted a tune for Stephen and Chris and everybody in Ghoul, and they are Wishbone Ash fans. Alas, we don't have time to find Wishbone because of the current restrictions. So we'll just play you something else and say thanks indeed for getting in touch. Would you like to fly a MiG aircraft, a MiG-29 at Mach 2.5? Are you qualified? Well, even if you aren't, you could do it. The flight packages start at $6,000, and they are available to you. All you have to do is get to America and dial 813-923-0607, and they'll fly you over to Moscow, and you can get in one of those things and pilot it. That amazing stuff. All righty. What can I tell you? It's our goodbye line. 0101-805-495-6799. Got a whole lot of faxes coming in. We will thank you personally. In the meantime, it's more music at Virgin 1215. Here come Cream, the classic album tracks and the best new music.
Now, this hour's music marathon.
Virgin 1215.
Another mini marathon at Virgin 1215. And you just heard from the Birds. And it was just a week ago that we lost Michael Clark, the original drummer of that band. I think he passed away at the age of 49. Michael Clark, rest in peace. What else is happening in Hollyweird? The Purple One. Prince has run an ad in Entertainment Weekly, which says eligible bachelor seeks the most beautiful girl in the world to spend the holidays with. It includes an address and a submission for videos and photographs. If you're interested, I guess you could contact him at Paisley Park Records. The Grateful Dead was the highest grossing U.S. and Canadian concert act of 1993 with $45.6 million in 81 shows. Rod Stewart, number 2. Neil Diamond, number 3. Paul McCartney, number 4. Bette Midler, number 5. Kickboxing actor Jean-Claude Van Damme will sue in New Orleans. Is being sued in New Orleans for allegedly molesting a lady in his hotel. He says, I'm innocent. She's made it up. Oh-ho, we will find out. And of course, the world champion boxer Mike Tyson in the news. He was worth $75 million at the height of his career. He is selling his last house at the moment, saying, I'm skint, man. I got no money. Back to the marathons at Virgin 1215. From Los Angeles, this is the Emperor Roscoe. Janis Joplin, another piece of my heart, another piece of radiophonic history about to take place here as we say goodbye. Anyway, quick look at that book I told you about, 1001 Great Pickup Lines, all right? They go something like this. Do you believe in the hereafter? Well, I'm here after you. Well, I'm not sure you want to use that one or not, but I mean, there are quite a few of them in this book, and it may be something that could interest you. How about that dress would look great on my bedroom floor? Or, I'm an organ donor. Need anything? You probably recognize me from those television underwear ads. If I were a tent, would you put me up for the night? Here's one. You got a smile I'd like to wake up to. Or, if I tell you you have a nice body, would you hold it against me? I've been noticing you noticing me. Just some of the lines in that book, 1001 Pickup Lines, for those who have a little trouble doing said operation. Well, the sun is setting over the saga, and it is time to say adieu. And George Nimble from Maidstone has written it. Thanks indeed. Helen and Iris, goodbye. Thank you from Halifax. Gene Kilpatrick of Chester. Mr. and Mrs. Lily from Bristol. Michael McGuire of Watford. June, Nona and Petra of Peterborough. Mrs. Nelson of Epping. Many thanks indeed. And Ruby, Oscar, Peter, and Naomi from St. Helens.
Yes, I've got your faxes and I will keep them with me. Thank you so much. We've got one to play. Very little to say, except it's been fun. Since the beginning, I don't know how many hours we've put in together, but until the next time we meet, y'all take care, behave, and what can I say? The difference between greatness and mediocrity is often how an individual views a mistake. And with that, from Los Angeles, we sign off. Ladies and gentlemen, the Emperor Roscoe has left the studio.
AirCheckDownloads.com.